I was asked, since many of you took yesterday a bechina in Yoredeya, and you didn't have all that much time to prepare, so to go a little slower today. What I'll try and do is just give a hakdama to the sugya, and I realize that not all of you took a bechina in Yoredeya. Some of you were other things as well, but to give a hakdama to the sugya, because really we're moving over into a totally different realm that many of you are familiar with from Yoredeya, but I'd like to put it into context. Amar Rav, Gemara over here, on the Kaftesim Adbeis, Chameitz bizmano ben bemino ben shelo bemino osur. Shelo bizmano bemino osur, shelo bemino mutar. And the Gemara moves into Mayaskinim that we'll see. And the Gemara over here brings up two basic shitos within the Amoraim. We have the sheets of Rabbi Shmuel, the first star in the Gemara. The Amrei Travayu, Kol Yisum Sheva Torah, B'mino B'mashahu, Shalom B'mino B'no Sein Tam. And then we move down to four lines from the bottom. We have the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan of Rish Lakish, Amrei Travayu, Kol Yisum Sheva Torah, B'mino B'n Shalom B'mino B'no Sein Tam. That we have situations where even though generally Rav and Shmuel were at loggerheads here, they dafka agreed. Even though Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish were generally at loggerheads here, they both agreed. But we have over here these two shitos of Rav and Shmuel on one hand and Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish on the other hand. How do we deal with the world of Ta'aroves B'chol HaTorah Kula? How do we deal with the world of Ta'aroves B'chol HaTorah Kula? And the solutions that are presented here by Rav and Shmuel and Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish, they deal with the world of Mashahu, they deal with the world of No Sein Tam, right? Mashu and No Sein Tam. What's missing is that which we would usually view as the solution for Dine Taroves, namely Rov. What happened to the concept of Vitul B'Rov throughout the entire Sugya? It seems like nowadays in Israel, everything is taken to a political extreme. Right, so you have Mashihu or you have No Sein Tam. But what happened to the world of Rov? What happened to the broad center, to the consensus, to the pasuk of Akar Ev Lahatos? So over here we have, just to start at the beginning, we have a sugya in Chulin, Andaf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, where the Gemara had just spent two blot. Chulin is a very, very special mesechta that deals with very powerful yesodos of worlds of Iser Veheter. So from Daf Tes through Daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara dealt with trying to understand how do we know that there's a concept of chazaka in halacha? What the concept of chazaka meikara, cheskas marikama, where does all this come into? Where do we find it in the Torah? What are the limitations, perhaps, on the world of chazaka? And then the Gemara moves over, okay, now that we've got chazaka down, menoha milsa, dama rabbanan zil basar ruba. So now where does Rov come from? So here the Gemara was a little astounded by the question itself. It's a pasuk in Mishpatim. Achrei rabim lahatos. Gemara says, no. There are two types of Rov. Ruba de isa kamon kigon teschanuyos visanhedrin lo kami boilon. When we have a Rov that we count up, for example, we have 10 stores that are selling falafel. 9 of them have a hechsher. 1 of them doesn't have a hechsher. And we find a falafel ball on the street, and we don't know where it came from, so we have a Ruba de Isa Kaman called the Parish Ruba Parish, that it probably came from the 9 stores as opposed to 10th store. So that's the Pasuk, Achar Ev Lahatos. We can go ahead and pop the falafel ball into our mouth after making a bracha, because we can assume that it came from the 9 stores that had a hechsher. Who are din in terms of Sanhedrin? We have a din that if you have a bezdin of 3 and the dayanim decide 2 against 1, that's not a hung court. That's a psak halacha. 2 against 1 wins. That's the din of Achar Ev Lahatos. That's a ruba de isa kama. Then we can count that which is in front of us on our fingers or toes. V'chule v'chule. However, ki kami boilon, ruba de lesa kaman, but a good part of halacha, particularly in the world of Yisr v'heter, is built on the world of ruba de lesa kaman. Ruba de lesa kaman means that we can't count. We're dealing over here with if you want to, natural phenomena that tend to generally work in a certain manner. Most women give birth after 9 months. It's true that some give birth after 10, and some give birth after 7. Most women give birth after 9 months. That's a ruba de lesa kaman. Most children, as they grow older, become able to be mekayim pru revu. Nachon, you're going to have exceptions. There's going to be an eidlinus, there's going to be a saris, but most individuals grow to be able to have children. Most of halacha is built on these, on assuming, studying these rows. Rov behemos ksheros heim. We assume that, in other words, you bring a korban ola. When you bring a korban ola, you don't dissect the 18 places to see whether there's a trefa here, a trefas there, a trefas there. The entire korban is brought on the mizbeach. Maybe it was a trefa, and a trefa is possible to be a korban. But we're somech on a ruba delesa kamon that rov behemos ksherosein, who had in with the para aduma. Right? It was shechted, and then it was nisraf. Maybe it had a hole in the lung, maybe it had this, maybe... We don't check. In other words, we're somech on the concept of rov. How do we know we can be somech on a ruba delesa kamon? Yes?
It's a feeling that there's a rov, but nobody ever made any sort of statistics.
No, there are statistics. Certainly there are statistics. Sure. I mean, you can go probably look up. You can Wikipedia and find out what are the percentages of women that give birth after 9 months.
Oh, is that the reason that there's the row because
no.
somebody did
this? No. Because if someone did it, simply because they were curious to know, is it 85% or is it 95%? But everyone is aware that 9 months after a woman becomes impregnated, give or take, she's going to give birth. That so there we have a row. The whole din of Ben Sorer Umora is based on this rov. He has to be within a certain samach ish. How do we know when he was born? And we're dealing even with dina nefashos. So the Gemara goes through a whole blot from Yud Aleph Amad Aleph through Yud Beis Amad Aleph and gets to two dots without any clear resolution of this matter. So Rashi over there in the Yud Beis Amad Aleph says that. So, in other words, he says either vaday halachu l'moshe misinai hod esamchin an aruba afilu hecha de'efshar inamei achor abim rahatos mashma ben ruba de'isa kamon ben ruba de'lesa kamon. The bottom line is maishna hai mei hai. In other words, the bottom line is that we have a rove. So either you will say that the pasuk deals ruba de'isa kamon and ruba de'lesa kamon is halachu l'moshe misinai. Now it's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu built the rules, built the world of Teva, and we have the right to be somech on the world of Teva in terms of halacha, even though we know that there are exceptions. We have the right to assume rov, or that this is really the meaning of Achar Abim Lahatos, that it deals both with the Isa Kaman, that which we can count in front of our eyes, and the Ruba Delesa Kaman, that which Aaron calls statistics, the Maishna Hai Mehai. V'ahoa Milsa Samchinon, and the Rashi points out, for whoever's reading, that you should just note that if you go to a shrachtos and you will see what goes on, you will see they don't have 18 different mashgichim, one of whom's checking the krum hamoach and another one is checking the me'ayim and another one's checking somat agin. They don't check all yudches treifos. They check the lungs, unekuvas hareya, mishum deshriach be'reyusa badkinan. But if we have a miut hamatsui, shriach be'reyusa, then we're bodek, but that's we're bodek as a chumra. Ve'hecha disrami de'ifrish hareya v'lo badak mis'achla. But if someone missed a lung, and we have this cow, and we're not sure if the lung was checked, we eat the cow. If it's Rabbanut Hechsher. Right? In other words, that's Rabbanut, that's Achar Ebon Lahatos. That were somech on the rov, samchinan aha. That one can certainly be machmir, and so he says two things. A, there's only room to be machmir if it's ruba delesa kamon. There's only room to be machmir if it's a mir hamatsui. There's only room to be machmir if it's a mir hamatsui. If it's a mir chain hamatsui, there's really no need to be machmir. But even in a situation where there's a mid hamatsui, if you didn't check, you could still be somech on rov. Mido araisa, it's mutter. It's, in other words, the checking is a lechatzchila when you have a mid hamatsui. Just before yesterday morning, I got this phone call on. Yesterday was Tuesday. I got a phone call on Monday night. Do I want to see Rav Rubin's shchita? So I said okay. Right, so someone picked me up at 9 in the morning. And they drove me to the mashchita. I still can't figure out why. I think they mistook me for some other miller that has some sort of influence in some kugim that maybe, so Rav Reuven is waiting for me, and his son was waiting for me, and they took me on this whole tour of the Shechita. So they check more than the Reyot. Right, but so I asked them, like, why are you checking? They check also the Me'ayim, they check the Tzomas Hagidim, they check the Book of the Atma. You know, there's this video of Rabbi Belsky from the OU where you see him checking the Book of the Atma. So Baruch Hashem, I saw the video because I never learned Hevel Streifus, and so they check more. So I asked them why. So he said that we find that there's a Mir Hamatsui of Treifos in these areas. And so, the same way we check the Reya, because in Eretz Yisrael there's a Miyad HaMatsui, so also we check these. It's very, very fascinating. You can eat Rav Reuven Shlita.
But what do you call Miyad HaMatsui? Are we talking about 1%? Are we talking about 0.5%? Are we talking about... What's a
Miyad HaMatsui? A Miyad HaMatsui is more than 5%.
More than 5%.
In Ophos. A Miyad HaMatsui is more than 5%. Ophos. Okay, that was just an aside. That's the halacha over here. So what we have over here then in the Gemara, before we got to Beit Shemesh, what we have over here in the Gemara is that we have a makar for ruba de isa kaman, and we have a makar for ruba de lesa kaman. Okay? Now, we are talking about a rove in the world of ta'arovis. What's the source for rove in the world of ta'arovis? Namely, I have on the table three pieces of meat. Two of them are kosher, and one of them is treif. And they're all mixed up. I don't know which is which. Acharon Lahatos tells me I can take any one of these three pieces and I can eat it. What's the mukar for that? What's the mukar for Acharon Lahatos in the world of Ta'arovas? So here we have a very, very beautiful Reb Chaim. It's Reb Chaim Mipi Hashmua. And Reb Chaim points out that the Gemara gives two examples of ruba de isa kaman. Rov b'ta'aroves is a form of ruba de isa kaman. I have three pieces on the table. It's a form of ruba de isa kaman. The Gemara gives the example of tes chanuyos, and the Gemara gives the example of Sanhedrin. And Reb Chaim says that here we have two models of rov, and there's a machlokes rishonim, which of these models is moved over to the world of ta'aroves. Machlokes between the Rashba and the Rush. The Rashba is found in his Sefer on Yeredeya, the Torah Sabayis. It's in Bayis Revi'i Shar Aleph. In the Rav Hirschler's edition, it's page Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. And the Rush is found in Chulin, in the seventh Perek, Siman Lamed Zayin. There's a very, very basic machlokes between the two of them. The Rashba says that how, in other words, if I have three pieces of meat on the table, this is very, very different than the world of Ruba de Isa Kaman. Ruba de Isa Kaman, we pointed out, is the world of Tes Chanuyos. Huh? Need something?
No, my Gemara.
Oh, you can use my Gemara. I'll use the small one.
No. I can take
it. It's okay. That shows you how much you're going to use the Gemara. Okay. So the case of Tes Chanuyos is that I have nine kosher stores, I have one trade store, and I have one falafel bowl. And I don't know where this falafel bowl came from. I don't know if this falafel bowl, this one falafel bowl, came from here, or from here, or from here. In other words, I have one falafel bowl, and I don't know whether it's kosher or it's treif. Here, I have three pieces. I know that two of them are kosher and one is treif. I know it, I just don't know which is which. So the Rashba says, Hainuhach, what I'll do in the world of Ta'aroves is I'll take one piece and I'll take it out of the three and say, Kol de Parish, Miruba Parish. Namely, it's like I have three stores. Two are selling kosher meat and one is selling treif meat. And I take one of these stores and I say, this store, you know, from the three stores, Kol de Parish, Miruba Parish, is probably coming out of the rove. The rove are kosher, this one is kosher. Then I take the next piece and I say, Kol de Parish, Miruba Parish. Then according to the Rashba, I take the third piece, and I say, Kol de Parish, Miruba Parish. There are only two kosher ones. That's a din of shnei shvilim, that as long as I can deal with each of them separately, everything is fine. What I could not do, according to the Rashba, would be to eat all three pieces simultaneously. But as long as I'm dealing with them one after another, so I have Kol de Parish, Miruba Parish, Kol de Parish, Miruba Parish, called a parish meruah parish. Not everyone, in other words, there are, not everyone agrees with this approach. This is the Rashba's approach. Namely, what Reb Chaim says, the Rashba viewed rov of taroves as a subcategory of tetchanuyot. It's a ruba de isa kamon, similarly to tetchanuyot, similar to the falafel ball, where I say, called the parish, meruba parish. Well, all I have to do is simply view the taroves as three separate entities. Masha ein kein, the Rush says, I could eat all three pieces together, simultaneously, because my understanding of taroves is nehefach isur lihios heter, that the world of taroves tells us that we have over here alchemy. The moment I put one piece of isur between two pieces of heter, or even I put it at the end, or I put it on top or the bottom, as long as I have a taroves, the rov is heter and the miut is isur, nefach isur lihios heter. They're all mutter. Where did the Rush get this from? Says Reb Chaim, he got it from the Gemara. The Gemara gives two examples of Ruba de Isa Kamon. One is Teschanuyos, and the other is Sanhedrin. What happens in a Sanhedrin when you have a vote of two against one? We pass them like the two. How do we pass them like the two? We have a din, Ein Hochin B'Mamon Achar HaRov. You're not allowed to use Rov in the world of Mamonos. Tosus asked this question in Baba Kama on Daf Kaf Zayin Amud Beis, and Tosus comes up with the following understanding. Tosus says, "V'yesh lomar dehosam gabe dayanim shayni, dechoshiv miut didhu kamisha eino." That the world of the Sanhedrin is that when we have two against one, it means that we have a bezdin of three paskening, that we view the one as being batel to the two. Nefach isur lihios heter. That's the source of rov b'taroves. Rov b'taroves, again, we have these two cases, we have these two examples of ruba de isa kamon. One is teschanuyos, that's a din of kol the parish ruba parish. We view this one flappable as though it came from the rov, so I can view each of one of these pieces. That's one model. The other model is the model of Sanhedrin. The second model is a model of Sanhedrin in which we say that the miut is kemi she'eino. Halacha l'maisa, what I think I heard this from either the Rav or from Wittgenstein, they pointed out that this is built into the world of Sanhedrin from the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. What happens if you have a bezdin of two against one, and it turns out in Dini Mamonos, Bezdin said Reuven is chayev to Shimon $100, two against one. The one person said he's not chayev. Right, the Reuven's not chayev. So based on the Bezdin, Reuven paid Shimon $100. Then it turns out that the Bezdin made a mistake. Really, he's not chayev. So we turn to the two dayonim who made a mistake, Bezdin Shita, and they basically have to pay out of their pocket. They have to pay back Reuven. He suffered a loss because of their mistake. How do they pay back? So we would have thought, well, he suffered a loss of $100. There are two dayanim, 50-50. Each of them should pay $50. No. What's the halacha? Shlish, shlish, shlish. Each of them pay a third. The one who didn't make a mistake doesn't pay anything because he didn't make a mistake. So this person is going to get from the two dayanim $66. Why? He had a loss of 100, but the loss of 100 came out of the bezdin. Namely, we had a psak of the bezdin. These two are two-thirds of the bezdin. And as such, even though it was two against one, we view it as a psak of the entire bezdin. We view it as a psak of the bezdin. So that would be the makar for the shita according to this kind of understanding that when the Gemara in Chulin says Ruba de Isa Kaman Kigon Teschanu Yisva Sanhedrin, Bitul Barov is included in that categorization. Where it's included, that's the machlokes in the Rashba and the Rush. According to the Rashba, it's included in the world of Teschanuyos, and according to the Rush, it's included in the world of Sanhedrin. Now, all of this makes beautiful sense. It's really a very, very, I enjoy saying it over. I think I only teach you every day to say this over, because it's so nice, it's so structured. But all this only makes sense if we're talking about a taroves of yavesh b'yavesh, right? We're talking about, we have three pieces on the table, so then, according to the Rashba, I could say, you would take a piece, take a piece, take a piece. That's called yavesh b'yavesh. But what if we have a taroves of lach b'lach? What if I have non-kosher wine that's mixed into kosher wine? Or what if I have a cholent and a piece of trefa falls into the cholent, and it's cooked in the cholent, and it gives a tam to the entire cholent. Right? Everything is all mixed in. So according to the Rosh, no problem. Iser nefach lios heter. I just simply have to measure in terms of quantity. If I have more heter than I have iser, so this is the din of Sanhedrin. We have a beetle, berov, mainach gemina, whether the Sanhedrin are yavesh v'yavesh or Sanhedrin are lach v'lach. In other words, it's a question over here of the iser nefach lios heter, that we say that halakhically the miut loses its identity in the heter, becomes part of the greater whole. But according to the Rashba, how in the world does this work? How does Rove work in the world of Lach B'Lach? So here we have two alternatives. Two alternatives. One alternative is to say that really the Rashba has Tzvei Dinim of Bitul B'Rov. Bitul B'Rov in a Yavish B'Yavish situation is based on a principle of called the parish, ruba parish, holechacha harov, as we explained previously. We can't use that in Lach B'Lach. So in Lach B'Lach, we have a different concept of bitul. We have a concept of bitul, halachic bitul, in terms of a loss of identity. That when you have Lach B'Lach, what happens is that the miut dissipates, the miut dissolves, it becomes. If previously we had an intensity of 100%, and now it goes into 10 parts, so now it's 10%. Namely, that in the entire, in other words, it lost its strength. It is being weakened by being spread out, and at a certain point it loses its halachic identity. Namely, not that we have over here a halacha, a din of kol deparish and ruaparish. But simply we have over here a mitzius that in the world of Lach B'Lach, the miut is going to lose its identity. How small does a miut have to be to lose its identity? That we can talk about. But at a certain point, the miut loses its identity. Or, the other alternative is, in a chinami. According to the Rashba, in Lach B'Lach, there is no din of bitul berov. That's the machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan. Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan have a machlokes in min b'mino, lach b'lach, what is the halacha? According to Rav Yehuda, min b'mino, lach b'lach, there's no bitul. That fits in beautifully according to the Rashba. The whole din of bitul is holachacha harov. When you could say, kol deparshim b'parish, you can't say that in lach b'lach. And therefore, the Rav Yehuda says, there is simply no din of bitul. While according to the Rabbanan, they can either say, well, we learn bitul like the Rush, and you know we have Yisr Nefach Lios Heter, or we have this new din of bitul called bitul b'metzius. It's something that dissipates to the point where it self-destructs. Namely, that the Rav Yehuda is like the pristine Rashba. If you take the Rashba, there's only one din of bitul of holachacha harov. That only applies to the world of yavish b'yavish. It's not going to apply to the world of lach b'lach. That's the Gemara that you saw in Menachos and Chaf Beis. It's going to be Chaf Beis, eh? Right? Tomorrow's Daf Yomi. So beautiful. Okay, tomorrow's Daf Yomi. Okay, that's the Gemara that we will see tomorrow in Daf Yomi and Menachos and Daf Chaf Beis, that Rabbi Yehuda says, the Torah says, Dam HaPar v'Dam HaSoyer, that the Kohen Gadol took this mixture of Dam HaPar and Dam HaSoyer. Why does the Torah speak about Dam HaPar and Dam HaSoyer? Dam HaPar, if you ever saw a Shkita of Abayim Agasa, that's Dam. Dam HaSoyer, we did over here in the classroom. That's, you know, so a cup of blood comes out. Not the end of the world. But, you know, it's batel. It's dam b'dam. It's batel. So Rav Yehuda says, you see over here, that there's no bitul in Lach B'Lach. That Lach B'Lach is aser b'mashu. Even though the Dam HaSoyer is the minority and the Dam HaPar is the majority, even though we have that situation, but there's no din of bitul. And Rabbanan say, no, that's a totally different halacha of ola ba'ola. Namely, that when you have two things that have the same identity, you can't speak about bitul. Bitul means that the minority loses its identity to the majority. But if the minority and majority have the exact same identity, they're both heter, heter be heter, Heter beheter, there's no bita. Only when you have an Easter and a heter, where you have two things that have different natures, then you can speak about the minority being swallowed up by the majority. Two things with the same identity, so they reinforce one another. They don't not misbatel. So on the level of dama par v'dara, dama sar, you're dealing with heter beheter, there's no bita. When we're dealing with Easter beheter, that's where we have bita. Okay, so that's the... Okay. However, what I've been leaving out all the time is one very important factor. And that is over here, the Gemara distinguishes between min b'mino and min b'sheino mino. I didn't mention anything about that. I was just talking all the time about rov. You have rov in yavesh b'yavesh, you have rov in lach b'lach, you have mashahu in lach b'lach. However, in order to have bitul b'tarovas, you need a tarovas. What's the definition of tarovas? How do we define tarovas? If let's say I have three pieces over here, is this a tarovas? I'm sorry, like this. Is this a tarovas?
No, is it all separate
entities? In other words, I have over here one of these. I was makdish one of these scharim, one volume I was makdish. I don't know which one I was makdish. We have over here a tarovas.
Yeah.
Sure, we have over here a tarovas. But let's say I was makdish a Rambam. Do we have over here a tarovas? No, it's Nikar Ha'iser. It's clear, this is a Rambam, this is a Talmud Bavli. In order to have a tarovas, I have to have three things that look alike or that appear to be similar. The moment I have something that stands out, that's not a tarovas. Okay. The question is, how do we view ta'am? How do we view taste? If I, in other words, if let's say I had Iser, I have a cholent of potatoes and barley, and I toss into my cholent of potatoes and barley a little bit of meat which is usser, and when I eat the potatoes I taste the meat. Do we say that I have more potatoes than meat, so it's batel, or do I say I taste it? In other words, I'm tasting it. If it's tasting it, it's nikar ha'iser. I can't speak about bitul when I have nikar ha'iser. So whether ta'am is considered to be nikar ha'iser and breaks the tarovas, that's a machlokas in the Gemara. We say ta'am ki'ikar, or we say, we don't say ta'am ki'ikar. Namely, everyone agrees that midrabanan, certainly it's nikar ha'iser. The question is nikar ha'iser midoraisa? How can you say it's not nikar ha'iser? What we'd have to say is that ta'am is telling us the history. Once upon a time there was nevela here, but doesn't necessarily mean that currently there's nevela here. In other words, history we're not concerned about. We're concerned about reality. So that's a machlokas in the Gemara in terms of tam ki'ikar. The easiest way of understanding the difference between min b'mino and min b'sheino mino is that min b'mino means that we have similar ta'amim, and min b'sheino mino means that we have different ta'amim. I'm very much aware this is a machlokas between Abayi and Rava in Avodah Zarah on Daf Samach. Avodah Zarah Samach Vav. And Avodah Zarah Andaf Samach Vav. We'll get to that when we get the Mirz Hashem to the Tosfos on Andaf Lamed Omer Aleph. Tosfos quotes that Gemara. But the easiest way of learning, of understanding, and this is the way the Shachin Yeredei understands, is that the Chol HaTorah Kula, Min B'mino and Min B'sheino Mino are dinim of Tam. And so our structure was correct. Namely, what was our structure? That we have a concept of bitul d'ta'aroves of rov. And we saw that there are two ways of understanding this concept. We saw that we can understand it like the rush of Isur nefach lios heter. Or we can understand it like the Rashba of Kol Deparish, Niruba Parish. That this is what we call Tes Chanuyos, and this is what we call Sanhedrin. And these are two forms of Ruba de Issa Kamal. According to the Rosh, it's irrelevant if we're talking about Yavesh B'Yavesh, or if we're talking about Lach B'Lach. We have a din, Yisr B'Rov, Yisr Nefach, Lios Heter. This is a halacha, this is a din. According to the Rashba, Yavesh B'Yavesh, this fits in just fine. If we're going to deal with lach b'lach, so either we're going to come up with a new halacha of bitul b'metzius, namely that when something dissipates, it loses its identity and becomes heter, it simply self-destructs, or b'emet, ein bitul. And achinami, according to the Rashba, in lach b'lach there's no bitul. This is the machlokes between Rabbanan and Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says that this is Aser B'Mashu. All of this is min b'mino. Namely, that what we're talking about is either Yavish B'Yavish where there is no tam, or Lach B'Lach where we have the same tam. If we're talking about min d'she'eino mino, this is already a problem of, in other words, so as long as we have tam, we have nikar ha'iser. In other words, this is nikar ha'iser. So as long, in other words, as long kol zman she'yesh tam. This is what the Gemara calls aser v'no sein tam. If we taste it, then there's no ta'arovas. If we don't taste it, then we have a dinam of rov, we have dinam of mashu, etc. But if we taste it, we can't speak about bitul b'tarovas. Tarovas means that lo nikar ha'iser. And min b'sheino mino, when we have tam, that's already nikar ha'iser. With all of this, now we can come to our Gemara. Now we can read our Gemara. So we open up the Daf Kaf Tes in the days. Now we know all about rov, and we know about mashahu, and we know about nosin tam. Omar Rav. Chametz bizmano. We're talking about chametz got mixed in with non-chametz on Pesach itself. Bein b'mino, bein shelo b'mino, asur. We're going to have to explain what Rav says. Shelo bizmano, b'mino asur, shelo b'mino mutar. We have to explain that as well. B'may askina. We're talking about lach b'lach. That's the assumption of the Gemara. Ilema b'no sein ta'am. So shalob is mano, shalob amino mutar, hayayiv taima. How can you have a tarovis, which is nikar ha'iser, and say that we're going to have a heter? That doesn't make any sense. The iser is around. You can't be mevatel something that's around. You can't be mevatel a Rambam in Talmud Bavli. You see it clearly in front of your eyes. You're tasting it. Hayayiv taima. Ella, we're talking about, there's no tam. You don't taste the chametz. Ella b'mashahu. So if we're dealing with mashahu, chametz bizmano bein b'mino bein shelo b'mino asur. Why should that be? Because Rav Latame, the Rav Shmuel, Damer Travayu, Kol Yisrim Shabbatora b'mino b'mashahu. That this is the din of Rav Yehuda. This is the din of Rav Yehuda, lach b'lach. We paskin that there is no bitul. It's asur b'mashahu. Shelo b'mino, if we, in other words, when there. We already have a svara of bitul, then b'no sein tam. As long as you don't taste it, then it would be okay. So we find over here that Rav paskins like Rav Yehuda. Rav paskins like Rav Yehuda that we have min b'mino, there is no bitul because it's v'mashahu. Only min b'she'eino mino do we have a world of bitul. Only over there do we say in min b'she'eino mino, that it's going to lose its identity. What about, how does the Yisra Mashu move over to the world of eino mino? Rav Gozar chametz bizmano, shelo b'mino, atu mino. V'shelo bizmano b'mino asur, k'rav Yehuda. V'shelo b'mino, mutar. V'shelo bizmano v'shelo b'mino, atu mino kulehai, lo gazrinon. So according to Rav, on Pesach itself, for some reason, we're gozer eino mino atu mino. We don't know yet why, but that gzeira doesn't move over into after Pesach. Why? Also, we don't know. Now, what we see over here is that Rav is paskining like Rav Yehuda on two planes. A, we have Rav Yehuda who says that min b'mino is aser b'mashahu, and B, we have Rav Yehuda who says that chametz achar Pesach is aser midoraisa. So once we have, so therefore we have a problem of tarovas chametz on Pesach. We have a problem of tarovas chametz after Pesach. After Pesach we paskin ikar hadin, that which is mino is aser b'mashahu, that which is shelo b'mino is batal b'no sein tam. Masha'enkein in the world of Pesach itself, There we have a gezeira. Shmuel Amar chametz bismano b'mino aser shelo b'mino mutar shelo bismano ben b'mino ben shelo b'mino mutar. Why should this be? Chametz bismano b'mino aser Shmuel atamid Rabbi Shmuel Rav Avayu kol isurim shebetara b'mino aser b'mashehu. This is a din of Rav Yehuda that dam b'dam that lach b'lach min b'mino is b'mashehu. Shelo b'mino b'no sein tam. Because there already, it's going to lose identity. Shelo b'minon, otu minon, lo gozar. And he paskin me'ikar hadin on Pesach. Shelo b'zmano ben b'minon, ben shelo b'minon mutarin. Because he holds like Rabbi Shimon, that there's no Iser at all after Pesach. What about the knas d'rabbanan? That will come to later on in the Gemara. Rav Yochanan Amar, chametz b'zmano ben b'minon, ben shelo b'zmino, aser b'no sein tam. He doesn't pass like Rav Yehuda at all. He paskins like Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan, lach b'lach, if we have two minim, or one min, it's always a din of no sein, it's always a din of no sein tam. Shelo bizmano ben b'minon ben shelo b'minon mutar. So it explains, chametz bizmano ben b'minon ben shelo b'minon no sein tam. Rav Yochanan latamed, Rav Yochanan rishalkish, amet ravayu, kol isim shebetorah, ben b'minon ben shelo b'minon no sein tam. If the Easter is nikar, it's usher. If it's not nikar, it's batal b'rov. That's Rabbi Shimon. So here we have, within the earlier Amorayim, we have Rav and Shmuel and Rav Yochanan. And Rav is a combination of the din of Rav Yehuda, of min d'mino, the mashahu, and the din of Rav Yehuda, that la'achar Pesach, we have a lav. Shmuel agrees with one. He disagrees with two. And Rav Yochanan disagrees with one and two. He paskins like Rabbanan over here. Paskins like Rabbi Shimon over here. Okay, so this is what we have in the earlier Amorayim. What we are missing is what happened to the Knas according to Rabbi Shimon, and why in the world should Rav be Machmir on Pesach itself if we're dealing with the situation of Min D'She'eino Mino. Min D'She'eino Mino, no one says it's Batal B'Mashehu. That's a din of no sein tam. Why should in Min D'She'eino Mino all of a sudden we go to a din of Mashehu? So that's what we have to move into, and then see how Rava himself paskins within these three deot. And here, you know, we have on the page Rashi and Tosis, etc. So, in terms of the question of what do we do with the Knas of Rav Shimon, that the Gemara talks about. So that we'll see in the Gemara on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. In terms of the question, why make a special chumrah on Pesach itself, bismano? Why he goes there, eno mino, atomino? So we have Rashi over here on Daf Kaf Tes Amid Beis, and then we also have, I'll give you the page of Mar Makomos, the Maram Chalva'a, and Tosvos Rabbeinu Peretz. They talk about these matters. And also the Rambam, and also the Rosh. So I'll write everything down for you. And in terms of how does Rava himself paskin, so here we have Rashi and Tosfos on the page, but we also have over here a Rif and a Baal Hamor and a Ramban, and it expands into other Rishonim as well. So, what we saw today was basically the structure of the din of Bitul Barov, starting from the Gemara and Hulin, working according to Chaim, working through the Rishonim, where we get we should have a din of Bitul Barov. This din of Bitul Barov somehow is missing in our entire Gemara. It's just missing, missing, missing. And so what we do find in our Gemara is a concept of Nosin Tam. That's a din of Bindisheino Mino in Lach Palach, that we have a din of Nosin Tam, and we do have in our Gemara a din of Mashehu, That's the din of lach balach of mindamino according to Rav Yehuda. That's what we do find in our Gemara. Neither of these are kolik on the din of rov. Simply, we can't use rov as long as we have a nesin has ta'am. And according to Rav Yehuda, we can't use rov. If we're dealing with lach balach, we can't apply kol deparish and ruva parish. What I'm not going to discuss is what the Gemara doesn't discuss. I'm not going to discuss shishim because the Gemara over here doesn't bring in shishim at all. In other words, so we don't have to get involved in that currently. So you realize that you could understand shishim either as a super rov, or you could understand shishim as the equivalent of nesinas ta'am. But that we don't have to get involved in currently. What we have to discuss is, again, going in the order, then we'll discuss it, I guess, would be the order of first trying to understand why Rav is machmir even in a situation of eino mino to require mashahu. So I'll give you a list of rishonim, and then in terms of the Sack of Rava, and then what do we do with the din of Rav Shimon? Okay? So that will be what we're going to start. Yeah. Two more shiurim. Yes, Hashem. A week from today, the shiur will be later in the morning, probably about 11:30. Rav Kustin is coming in to give his Hashkafa shiur a week from Wednesday at 9. So let's say 15 minutes after Rav Kustin finishes, we'll have the Gemara shiur.